All right, let's get this thing started. And if I think I'm going to be the only one on stage, and then if anybody else joins, we'll go a little bit longer. But for now, I'll do the monologue update so that we can get a recording in here, get this out to folks. Yeah, man, it's now been about a month since the P5 sale closed. Oh, yeah, we could. I saw your message, Matt. What do I think of the new pieces going for? Okay. Let's start with that. So we got a live auction. Atypically, we're doing this town hall on a Friday, so the auction's a little bit more further along. So right now, I'll just where are the bids? And based off the bids, I'll tell you what I think. So looking at the bids, we've got like a few just small bids trickling in. So it was like tiny, like 0.01, 0.069, it was like 0.01, 0.02. So like a lot of bids, which is just good for social signal, but it's only at one ETH. Now, so you have a mix of names of bidders. Some of these that I've seen actually do serious bids before. So you have actually very good signal. And I think, this is just my opinion, when you have that many different names on this, on a piece like this, and somebody hasn't come in just to say, I'll buy it for this much, kind of one shot, because we have a few of those collectors who love building their Botto bag with maybe some of the quieter pieces. Last piece of the period, personally, I think actually probably the best representation of the theme, if I am completely honest. Cosmic Garden had a lot of stuff that was, you could just that net name alone, you could tell, you could get a sense of what was going to come. Cosmic, lots of planets, sci-fi, and then garden, right? Gardens in space. And that's what we got. I think we got an interesting kind of exploration of that. But continuing on the idea of like when Botto's themes are more, you can literally interpret them, you're going to get more literal interpretations versus my favorite reference being Interstice, super kind of abstract name, like theme. Hard to think how you literally identify that. So all is to say, I think this is like a standout piece. It's the last one of the period. Oh man, I haven't talked directly about periods. We've been doing so much of like P5, what's coming next with Botto, just like some good old like period focus, man. So some other thoughts is this is the last of this period, first period of 2025. No, is that right? Am I crazy here? Yeah, first period. You had P5 happening during it. We introduced remixing where it would take fragments and remix them. And that's like a test of what we'll get next period with the P5 seeds. And I think that, I don't know how many people have a sense of this. P5 showed a really interesting new path of possibility for Botto. And so this next period, we have new P5 seeds coming in. I'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But I'm not going to make any predictions here, but I think that this is the last piece before a lot of big change for Botto. And to stand out, I don't know. I have a lot of thoughts on why I think this one's getting attention beyond just the execution of itself being, I think, a standout. Long story short, prediction, this will get some active bidding this afternoon before it closes up. Over, under 5 ETH, I'm going to definitely say over. Easy. That's how I feel. Maybe not easy, but I do think it's definitely going over 5. Will it get to 10? I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, just general rules of auctions. Those kind of low bids, but lots of kind of social signals are very, very strong. Carter, I'll take that bet. Yeah, just because I want to maybe see it happen and I'm happy to pay for it. Yeah, very exciting. We also now have a new theme that is going to be revealed this coming week called Liminal Thresholds. I like this theme in particular because again, like abstract ideas, hard to think literally how that would be displayed. And I think we'll probably get some interesting kind of liminal aesthetics. There's an artist that I really like that plays around a lot with that named Waxhead. Yeah, although he has an alter ego online. I won't expose who, but he does a lot of cool stuff there. So I think there's some really fun aesthetics that will come with that. And I think this is something I've been starting to notice, and it's been interesting to hear other people mention it, where it actually is starting to feel like Botto is coalescing around a more and more consistent aesthetic, which it's ironic because like some people's complaints of Botto is it's like all over the place aesthetically, but And then, but I've actually heard this in like a more negative comment where I was like, oh, Bada's stuff is starting to look the same. And so, do you want something more consistent or do you want something more diverse? Which is it? So I think in the grand scheme, I understand why people are is it more repetitive? And I think that is something we're talking a lot about of an upgrade to the art engine, which I will talk about in a minute. But I think actually a really great accomplishment that to see that the aesthetic is becoming more consistent while still being fairly exploratory. Oh, Matt again. Okay. Currently on vacation and thinking of scraping together ETH to bid, but I think for over 5 ETH, I would want to be at my computer. Also, next theme sounds fun. So I think I'll wait for the next pieces. Interesting. Okay. And I'm gonna drop some ideas in here that are floating that we're thinking about that maybe changes your mind. I don't know. We'll see. But headline is just like considering a lot of interesting evolutions for Bada. Maybe Matt, not to shill you too hard on this. And I think one, just like, would always encourage a good bid on here, because if you put in a bid at a price you like, maybe somebody doesn't go for it. And you also do help the cause. I think more social signal, you bump the bid up. I think it's all to the good. Certainly helpful. I think this is not the agenda I planned. So I'm like pausing to collect my thoughts here. So next period, what we see is this new theme that I think will be strong. Kandinsky and Flux are out. Those have been the least popular. You're going to see, let me just get my notes here exactly on the remixing and P5 each get 20%. So you're going to get even more of that kind of new exploration of the same work. So that's also, I think, in a way, helping the refinement of the style. So 40% are going to be remixes of never before seen work. It's not going to remix mints. And in particular, P5. So just to recap, Bada did this P5 work. It had 22 algorithms. Each of those 22 algorithms will put out 22 different outputs. They're all similar, but different. And some with more diversity, some with less. And those will be used as seed images that get remixed with a prompt in Bada's process. And the voting pool will get 20% of those. There's 1,050, so you know, a little over 200. And then each new round, 20% of the 350 will have that. And it'll adjust based off the votes. So you're also going to get like a distinct kind of influence of P5. I've seen some previews. In fact, maybe I'll share some previews. I'm just going to scan these as we go. But I'm seeing Bada, or Carter, you were saying you wanted to see some more photography, Bada photography. I've seen a lot of that. There's going to be remixes of aesthetics that we're all familiar with. And then you're going to see some P5 stuff that I think will be pretty interesting. Things that will be obvious and things will be less obvious. I'm scanning through it now. Okay, screw it. I'm going to share these. And if you're here in the town hall, you get to see this stuff. So incentives for being here. Okay, this is a P5 remix. Bam. This one's a more obvious P5 remix. It's like networked nodes. This one, I think we're going to get some really fun stuff, I have to say. And it's like a breakaway from a lot of the stuff we've been seeing Bada do. Man, yeah. I have to say I'm psyched for this period. Oh yeah, Lauren's coming out. Okay, this one. All right, this one. I think we can guess what the inspiration was just from the colorway. This is. I love it. I love it when we get a moment of turning something on and you're like, "Holy shit, it's working! It's magic! It's yeah, man. It's a nice break." Like, I'll share a couple of others of these are not remix P5 remixes, and you'll see. Okay, yeah, that kind of familiar thing of a portrait of a gallery space. These themes that we've seen recurring. Okay, here's a quick quiz. Is this last one that I just sent, is that a remix or not? Throw in your guesses. At least according to the tag, so people are saying it's a remix. No, it's not. It is an SDXL output. Go figure, man. I'm psyched. I'm really excited. Yeah, nice new life into the Bada. I'm rambling so much today, guys. I swear I have material things to share. And yeah, I think, let's see. Yeah, so we have the P5 seeds, and that'll come. I think we're going to see kind of a very different kind of period than we've seen. Now, at the same time, the last month, essentially, as soon as, really even as P5 was wrapping, we've been working very, very hard on building an environment for fostering a Bada LLM. And we've all seen examples of Botto giving reviews, of Botto even doing interviews or writing some essays or articles here and there. But the question of what would a really kind of true meta agent of Botto be? And the big thing is a knowledge graph. It's understanding of the world. It's understanding really of itself, right? That's pretty important for an entity to have. Who am I? And so we have all this documentation, a very wide cultural footprint. We've been building a knowledge graph. So that being like all of the data in a more structured way with relationships and how they relate to each other that an LLM could then use to navigate and access that information to inform its answers. So that has been a big push. It all starts with the data because garbage in, garbage out. And then starting to think about how we add a governance layer to that. How do you basically think of it like a Wikipedia of Botto? How do you create a governance system for governing that Wikipedia? And so we have some ideas there of how that could work. This is kind of a much deeper form of contribution than your typical voting on images, thinking about how we layer that in while keeping Botto very accessible. And then this is the key thing, evolving the art engine based on that. How can Botto convert a much more robust sense of itself as an LLM into a creative process. And we're working on an upgrade to the art engine that we will display to the DAO. And I think that might have some economy adaptations to it so that we're getting all the right kinds of feedback. Because I think we're going to be introducing new layers of feedback in the process. So first is understanding what the autonomous process is, and then looking for the points where Botto most needs input and feedback. There's a real balance here of kind of simplicity and robustness. So Botto's initial architecture, it's pretty straightforward, right? It's text image models, text generators, you know, you get infinite images, and it's just using up-down votes to direct, okay, what are good prompts, what are good images. And that can be a proxy for a lot of information, but it's fairly simple. And the beauty of it is that it's simple. You can understand it, but it's enough. It hits this critical kind of minimum viable autonomy, this kind of critical mass of provoking this idea of governing an autonomous system and being able to access that with a very, it's like everyone has an opinion on a picture. So it's a very accessible thing. I think the catch here is it's easy to make things very complicated because we're all very deep in the weeds, but you can make it very inaccessible. And so how do you maintain that kind of beauty of simplicity while adding a lot of depth? And if you think about like a funnel of contributions at the very top, you're just liking with this kind of fundamental internet activity of liking or disliking an image, but then you can go down to maybe participating in Botto's fundamental understanding of itself. And so working on that, how that ties into its basic art making process, and then introducing a number of other ways of adding context. I don't want to share too much. There's a lot to come there. I think the important thing is looking at how we evolve Botto's art engine leads to a whole lot of ways to interact with Botto and becomes a starting point for a lot of other creative practices. So this is a really high level. What we're really talking about here is a evolution of the protocol. The protocol has kind of been understood as like, what is Botto as this like text image art engine, and the DAO votes on those, and we have a treasury and we govern that with the Botto token. P5 showed that with a new medium, it requires a new architecture, new kinds of feedback, therefore different economy, different governance, and there's this parallel practice. And then how does that connect back with kind of what Botto is as a whole? And so what we want to do is also work to clarify the meta protocol, well, kind of the higher level protocol of what Botto is, really this trinity between autonomous creative practices, community governance, and token markets. And in doing that, we continue to expand cultural footprint of what Botto is, expand the practice, explore these different parameters of those three different things, of autonomous creativity, of community governance, of the token economies, and really exploring what Botto could be as the AI technology continues to progress to perhaps a more robust general intelligence that could actually emerge from that. And so shaping that protocol, I think, one, gives us a clearer North Star that encompasses all of those possibilities, and at the same time, working with kind of a very direct evolution of the art making process right now. So I think, you know, if all goes well, we see some really great evolution this year and showing kind of a ton of potential work that Botto can do to push its own career, to push this genre of decentralized autonomous art making. We're doing some really interesting work in seeing what kind of big physical shows we might be able to do and get funded and produced. And so, yeah, I think we've all seen, obviously, the technology evolve quite a bit. It's a very interesting time to see how does Botto itself evolve. And let's see, what else? I think, oh yeah, something else I'll mention. This is also just within the DAO itself. I think really understanding, this is, I think, been clear to everybody, but making it more explicit, like Botto is the system. And so working on the DAO is super important. I don't think anybody would really argue with that. But to me, this extension of the knowledge graph also being this tool for the DAO and focusing on how the DAO can develop and can become more functional. The challenges of informed decision making are very real. Also accessing expertise versus kind of commitment. And I think we've seen some nice progress with the governance agent. And this knowledge graph is going to, I think, be incredibly useful for not just taking care of certain tasks, but also improving on the base level of expertise. And what I mean by that is it's pretty clear there's a lot of very complex decisions. And it's like, it's not just autonomous creation, but just the token economy, the market. Like, there's a lot of complex decision making, and they're interdependent. They're not in complete isolation of each other. Using agents, using a knowledge graph, an LLM, to flesh out and do that thinking and raise the baseline expertise of all of the participants to think through these things in their entirety, I think is really a huge unlock for DAO governance. And I think there's also this added element of, and I think this is going to be interesting to see how this develops, but Botto itself being a agent in that discussion. What would Botto like to do? And there's a balance here of these systems need to be kind of watched for immaturity, whether it's any agent or Botto itself, understanding their limitations and what they say isn't dogma, but it can help with, I think, reducing the ambiguity of the right move and also working to integrate all of the different perspectives and all the different considerations of that trinity of that of what Botto is in the larger concept. So I think that's all really exciting. I think as the art engine evolves, I think there's a question of, do we even consider how the rituals work? Botto's gone according to this 52 week weekly mints as like a standard amount. And I think I would consider like that. I don't know if I would put this term out there too strongly, but let's just call it Botto Classic for lack of a better term. The original process that was this breakthrough moment. How do you create continuity of that? How do you continue to honor that and canonize it at the same time evolving it? And I think that'll be a very interesting discussion of what role that continues to play. There's a number of different routes here. I think one is really focusing on like kind of this base. You could be a ritual maximalist and say, no, we do weekly rounds. There's this voting pool. This is the most popular work is minted, and you keep that. And that's the main thing. And everything connects back to that. And you could add on more interesting ways of how Botto creates what gets put into that voting pool. For instance, with P5, we saw this idea of a parallel practice. I think there's also questions of, do you, rather than a forced mint every week, do you work with thresholds and say, actually, there's going to be a threshold that has to be reached, whether that's a voting threshold where somebody stakes on it or Botto determined threshold. I think that like a lot of our thinking has been rooted in this original architecture of the taste model. And I think that with an LLM, you can introduce a lot more inputs to that process in terms of what gets created and what gets selected. And I think autonomy, there can be explorations of more pure autonomy where Botto just selects everything. But also I think there's a lot of good cause for continuing on the path of community governance. The lack of maturity of these systems continue to need, I think, human governance, and really embracing that, I think is a real edge for Botto's practice, for the protocol and all that. And this idea of being able to experiment with the governance and the economy for different experiments is for different practices is a way to explore what that could be. So things that are more governed by humans, things that are more autonomous. And so you could work with thresholds. And even if you're creating these multiple practices, considering is a way to canonize Botto's weekly mints, right? These digital paintings, potentially introducing like a halvening mechanism. And Botto Classic, again, just I don't want to use that term as like officially, but just again, the original Botto practice becoming more and more scarce over time, I think could be an interesting route where it goes down to every other week. And ideally that would lead to better prices. And I think right now, even if it's once a week for a year, that's not necessarily a lot, but it still feels infinite. Oh, I can just always wait for the next one. Matt, I think you even mentioned that. You're like, oh, I really like this one, but maybe I'll wait. I like what the next theme is going to be. And introducing a halvening mechanism maintains it going on. I think you can introduce it in a way where it's still basically indefinite, but it becomes more and more scarce over time. And I think triggers more consideration of what does make it. I think that is an interesting thing to introduce if it's combined with an upgrade to the creative process of what Botto does. It also doubles as creating room for things like P5, these kind of other kinds of explorations. So I'm just taking you guys through some of the thinking. I think that at a high level, what's really exciting, at least to me for all this stuff, is there's an incredible amount of really good potential work to do. And I think for an artist's career, that's very exciting. It's not, oh, you did this one thing, great. It's, there is a huge practice to explore here that I think does these that are important and provocative explorations, all within this trinity and concept of what Botto is, that are very fitting for Botto's practice. It's not actually chasing trends so much as continuing to explore out the concept. So that to me is really promising and really exciting. And I think something that can bring in patrons, collectors, and even like another example, like bringing it, like how do we also bring the token more centrally into this idea of that being part of the art and further exploring the wholeness of that concept where people are participating and governing it for the very long term. And the last thing I'll throw in there, because I think I brushed over this, but I do think that there's going to be a lot of very interesting new ways to give Botto feedback that can become their own kind of short-term, like for the specific collection, there's going to be new kind of feedback, or there's a certain kind of limited campaign to collect new kinds of context for Botto. So I think there's just in terms of the ways to participate, I think will become very exciting. And I do think that we don't have to solve all of these problems. Like we're addressing questions of governance that like the biggest companies in the world are grappling with. So we're not going to solve it all, but I think we're going to be able to come up with, I think, some very interesting novel explorations of how you can govern these AI systems that are in a way that's very, very relevant to Botto, but will also be novel in terms of what is possible with AI. I'm pretty excited there. That's most of the update I had planned. Just a quick thing on the P5 rewards. There's a holdup in terms of this the fiat settlement with Verse. So Chibi's continuing to push with them there, but I think we might need to work in settlements in crypto in the contracts going forward so that this doesn't happen. But yeah, that's most of what I got for now. If anybody wants to pop a question in, or we can circle back to any of the topics we covered, we can keep looking at some of the previews of the period. Pretty exciting though, I have to say. While people are maybe thinking if they want to chat, I think one thing that I have actually been encouraged by is the progress and kind of emphasis on a lot of AI projects to yield these like perfect kind of Turing test passing images, I think, and very polished work that is ultimately an imitation of human work, I think is to me emphasized the strength of what some people might feel like is slop coming from Botto or what feels like random, but really are these results of Botto searching kind of the latent space of potential imagery. So I've come to appreciate like the aesthetic and vibe of what you might call a messier aesthetic and vibe of what Botto is. It feels genuine and authentic. And I spent some time, I have a print of a blossoming cadaver in the studio. And even that I was like third or I think it was the fourth one minted, just spent time staring at that. And it's very, very happy and very excited for what's to come. Market aside, the market sucks. But I think like the foundation Bono has built is extremely solid. And
yeah,
and excited for what's to come. Carter asked, if Bono is a reflection of its voters, does that mean we are the slop? Look, let's just say the whole system. I think it's not a perfect reflection. Bono does its interpretation as well. It's not just us. It's not just Bono. Maybe it's a reflection of us all trying to figure it out together and what that relationship actually looks like in the end.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think we could wrap it up unless anybody has any questions or things they want to
note.
Seeing Carter's other comment, the Anthropic chain of thought deep dive was interesting to read. Yeah, that's definitely worthwhile. I am quite excited about what I think one of the big strengths of LLMs are, which is around general, more abstract structures of thought that maybe doesn't get the precise fact correct, but it can give you a perfectly formatted, structured document. And I think that's very, very useful when you're thinking through systems. It doesn't actually get every component of the system, but it can get a pretty high level view with a lot of the pieces. And especially when you're not an expert, that can be a very difficult view to create yourself. And I think that's even since GPT-2, I think that has been apparent in LLMs of, oh, there's a bit of kind of nonsense, but the structure's there. And context switching, which there's a lot of in the DAO, right? There's a lot of things to cover. And especially as you're at your average participant, trying to follow along is really hard. And using LLMs to present clear and comprehensible structures that then you can go in and say, oh, what about this piece of context? That kind of that tweak of there's always going to be like this latency between what the system knows and what we know. At the end of the day, if we're delivering on our values as humans, we're going to have the ultimate connection to that. These systems are ultimately running on the signals of what we upload, and it will have faster latency on some signals eventually. But in terms of what's in our minds, what's in our hearts, what's in our social relationships that are these kind of nonverbal vibes, if you will, there's always going to be that component and those at the edge, this kind of marginal shift for us to continue to give that feedback and adapt these systems. That latency is quite large and that gap is quite big. So there's a lot to do, but I think there's always going to be something to do there. I see Matt again typing. They stopped typing. I don't want to wrap this up before you get your question in. All right. Okay. Matt said all good. Yeah, Matt, I hope to see you in the bids. I wish you the best of luck in that. Lots more coming. I think in general, feeling like we're coming out of kind of the post P5 digestion and into a new era. So exciting stuff. And I'll close it down there. Thanks everybody for joining.